Good morning to everybody. Bishut Moran Rabbanan Rabosai. I was actually unprepared when I came to England. I had no idea that I'll be asked to speak in Gold Green or Stanford Hill or whatever. So I'm just grabbing into a topic which I was being asked shortly before I came here, and I struggled somehow to answer it, and I'll try to build a share on that question which I was asked. I received a letter, amongst other letters, coming up with the following question. You see, in normal shuls, and I'm just holding this beamer now, in a normal shul you have a raised beamer. And yet, some shuls do not do that. They are yotze also with a beamer which is on the level of the rest of the shul. What's the purpose, and what's the idea, and what's the kapeda of having it raised? That was the shaila. This Chacham looked through the Shulchan Aruch. He couldn't find anywhere in the poskim that there is halacha you have to build the beamer higher than the rest of the shul. So he came up with a suggestion that perhaps because people sit during Kriyas HaTorah and you mustn't sit where the sefer is, so they rise it, and therefore it's in Rishus Acheres. That was his idea, that's his suggestion. He asked perhaps this, and therefore we have also mechitzes around it to make it a Rishus Acheres, and if it's a Rishus Acheres, the Yoshayla can sit down and listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. That was his idea. In fact, it doesn't say anything about it. And also, we don't have to go that far. If the beam itself, what we call the beam, this part, this table of the Kriyas HaTorah, is risen more than 10 tefachim, it's right on Rishus Acheres. So the sefer is lying in Rishus Acheres in any way. So you don't need that everything else around it, including the people, should be right. But he says, perhaps you know something to solve the question, what is the purpose of it? Does anybody of you know why anybody came up with suggestions? It's really, really difficult and bothering question. Why do normal shuls have a risen beamer?
Cover
for Sefer Torah. So you're saying a nice idea which only an Englishman could have come up with. The Torah was given in Sinai, closer to the Eretz Yisrael, and I don't think there's a big cricket there. So I'm not sure. I'm not trying to reject your idea, but I have not found it in the Palestinian and the Babylonic sources of our heritage. But it could be. I'm not rejecting it. But you're giving me at least material for thought. You're touching a very good point. Okay. Very good, very good. You're getting very close to it. Very good. But we are trying to handle it with Sforim like the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, and the Bavli, and there we are somewhere a bit confused. So before we start handling the Kriyas HaTorah, we have to handle the Tefillah. It's the opposite conception about tefillah, because we have a rule brought down in Halacha Shulchan Aruch and Or HaChaim Sim Tzadik. Hamispalel lo yamod al gabe mito, v'lo al gabe kisei, v'lo al gabe safsol, v'afilo einam gvoyim gimel. He should not stand on a raised place, And the reason is because asusa, fear, he might fall, so he can't concentrate. So it's not only cricket which causes distraction, also other things could cause distraction by the fear of if he is not stable, he might fall and then he can't concentrate properly in tefillah. So, yeah. So this is the heter. So the Chavapotkim explained, it's the next time of Shulchan Aruch, Shiur Mokem Gavor Sha'omru Gimel Tfochim. Has to be, first of all, it has high Gimel Tfochim, because it's low than Gimel Tfochim, people are not so scared of falling. And V'yesh Bo Dal, if Hoyo Gavor Gimel, V'yesh Bo Dalet Ames Al Dalet Ames, if it was higher than Gimel, but it has the dimensions of Dalet Ames on each side, that's already a platform on its own, and he feels secure, and he's not worried about anything. He may daven on this place. If it had also had mechitzos around it, it's also not scared of falling because it can lean on the fence or a dance. So, if this security, it's permitted, and we really see that all the bimas have this security of a fence. And this was a question, part of the question of this fellow. He asked, why do we have machitas around it? So this might be an answer, or it should be an answer, that this is the protection of the Baal Kore and people around him, that they should not fall off this beam. But again, we are talking of tefillah. With tefillah, you should not do it, and if you do it, you have means of protecting yourself. But lekatchil, you should have it low. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham, who says, "Kosev Magen Avraham, she'achshav nagu shamokom shashliach tzibur omed alav, hu omok mishor beis haknesses. He is deeper than the rest of the haknesses. Mishum mima'amakim kirosicha Hashem. V'lochein nikra hashatz b'chol mokom yored lifnei atzibur." So, but tefillah, we need something low. And if anybody of you has been to Prague and seen the Altnoy Shul, and even more the Pinker Shul, you saw how deep the Shliach Tzibur was standing. In the Altnoy Shul, it's about two stairs down. Pinker Shul, it's about three. He stands there, half body inside the floor. And we find even nowadays some shuls which have not that deep, but have somewhere a symbolic depth to the place of the Shliach Tzibur. In other kehillahs like Frankfurt, they had not just the Shliach Tzibur having it deep, because he's not the only one to daven. The rest of the Tzibur is also davening. We're not Yosefim, we're only answering Kedushas, but the Tzibur we are davening our own. There's no people nowadays which are Yosef from the Chazor HaShat Meshum She'enem Kim. So what's about us? We also have to daven. So the whole shul was on a deeper level than the entry of the shul. So we all have been mekayim that way. Having said that, I have to come back to Kriyas HaTorah. Why is it raised? So the only indication to this thing of having a raised bima is in Shulchan Aruch or Chaim Simon Kofu, not the Bistios, because Yosef doesn't talk about it at all, but the Ramo comes along and says, the Hago, the Osim Bimo Beemza Besakneses, She'obed Olea Kore Batoro, the Yishme Ukulam. He says, we make a Bimo at the center of the shul, and on that Bimo the Kore Batoro stands, and everybody will hear it. He hints something, but he doesn't speak it out properly. He speaks of a bima. As far as we know, a bima is something raised. It doesn't mean chayobim lazer. Well, it's a macht. And on top of that, he says that everybody hears. In the Mishnah Berurah, we hear something more. He brings down the Zohar, the Shemar Gan Avram, the Ein Osin Yosel Mishesh Madrigos the bima. We don't make more than six steps of stairs for the bima. So we know that they have to go up, and you have to use the stairs to get there. And also we have a limit. According to the Zohar at least, it has to be limited to six stairs. That's all we know if we learn Mishnah Berurah as we use nowadays. But why? why does the place have to be raised? And is there heter for those which don't put the bima higher than the rest? So the first thing is that our friend here said before, you have to be odor la Torah. It's covered for the Torah. And in fact, we find the expression aliyah. Everybody gets an aliyah. Even this shul, people get an aliyah, although they have no aliyah at all. But they call it aliyah. So that shows that the term of Knesset Torah is always something which brings you further up. That's covered for the Torah. But why was there an aliyah? So we know that everything which we have in the Torah starts from Matan Torah, Matan Torah and Har Sinai. Har Sinai was above the rest of the surface around it. And we see in the Zohar, in Parshas Vayakel, that he says that Knesset Torah is a resemblance and a revival of Matan Torah. He reads in the Torah, he brings back the whole Matan Torah again. So it has to be raised. And how does Zohar express himself? He says, "Vayatzavu betachtis ahor." The whole people of Israel stood at the tachtis ahor, at the bottom of the mountain. "Vekziv uMoshe olo el ha'elokim." Moshe went up to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. "Vahu dekore ba'orais," and that very Yid who reads in the Torah, "Yashvei libe," he should focus his heart, "vereuse," and his wishes and his will, "leinun milim," to those words which he's reading out, "v'chi'ihu shelichei demore," he is the shliach of his master, "besiduro dehani milim," describing or being the sadder those words, "lemishma lekol amo," that the whole tzibo should hear. Why? "Deho ihu koin kedugma ilo," because he is now in a situation like the upper example. So he is now repeating the same situation of Mamad Har Sinai, which was obviously on a much higher plane than the rest of the people. Okay. Do we have evidence that they took it that way in the past, in the time of the Nevi'im, let's say? Yes, we have. Finally, when a Novi came to say Dvar Hashem, we have a clear expression in Divrei HaYomim about Zchariyo HaNovi. It tells us, "V'ruach Elokim lo she Zchariyo ben Yehoyada HaKohen." The Spirit of Hashem came, had the Ruach HaNevuah. "V'yamod me'al lo'om," he stood above the people. "V'yom alehem, kohu amaru Elokim, lo mo'atem obrim b'smitzvah Hashem." Says Rashi there, "me'al lo'om b'mokum gavoah." "Me'al ho'om leman yishva'u kulom." Ah, if you stand above the people, then you are heard better. We have a habit, and I'm using the habit myself right now, to stand in front of you, because I feel that way I'm heard better. If I would sit, you would also hear me, but not as good. So you stand above the people. But this is the Nevuah. What about Knesset Torah? We have that as well in Novi. It says in Nehemiah by Ezra, the famous Knesset Torah of Ezra, when he gathered the people, came back to Eretz Yisrael. "Vayobi Ezra Kohen et haTorah lifnei haKol." He brought the Torah in front of the people. "Vayikrabo lifnei horechov." It was in the street. "Vaoznei kol haOm el sefer haTorah." Everybody was focusing and listening. "Vayamid Ezra haSofer al migdal etz asher osur haDovor." He put the sefer on a migdal etz. Here, the first time he had the term migdal tower. So we see the first description of Knesset Torah, which was a great historical impact, was done on a bima. And furthermore, times of Chazal, we have a description of Hakel, also very famous Knesset Torah, very important and central, where everybody came to listen. We have an exact description in the Mishnah how this was taken. Parshas HaMelech, Melech is to read the Parshas HaKeh. Ketzat, says the Mishnah in Soto, Motzoi Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag, the first Motzoi Yom Tov of Sukkot, B'Shmini, which is Motzoi Shvist, the year after Shemitah, Osim Lo Bima Shel Eitz, you build a special bima of eitz, of wood, Ba'azoro V'Yoshev Oleh, and there he reads. So again we see that Kriyas Torah is done on the bima. But what about the shul? We have Ezra in the street. We have Hakim in the Mikdash. What about the shul? We have also an interesting hint to that in the most, I say, largest shul in the history, which was in Alexandria of Mitzrayim. There we have the highly interesting description how the shul was structured. And Chazal say, Mishuloi Ro. Dioplosten shel Alexandria, who haven't even seen that, the architecture of Alexandria shel Mitzrayim, lo ro bichvodo shel Yisrael, has never had an idea what covenant Israel is. And what this shul, this most beautiful example of a proper shul, a beautiful shul, look like? Bima shel Eitz beEmtzoiso. He has a bima at the center. The Chazal HaKnesses Omed Oleh. There is referring to something else, not the Kriyas HaTorah, to be honest. He wasn't Kriyas HaTorah. He was standing on top of this bima with some flag. And he was hinting, because people couldn't hear the Shliach Tzibur, it was so big. And the acoustic wasn't good enough. So he had to stand there with his sudo, with his flag or whatever, and give the people the hint when it's time to say Amen. So we have a bima, but we are not sure if they read on it. But taking from all the other circumstantial evidence we have, this probably used also for Kriyas HaTorah. Now, as we already said before, by Ezra, Rashi throws in a word that why did Ezra stand on the bima that everybody should be able to hear better? And this is the Rambam's point. He comes and brings it down. Laloch, he's the first one to speak out clearly why we need the bima. Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Aleph, "U'ma'amidim bima be'emtza beis haknesses," and you locate the bima at the center of the shul, beemtza habayis, kidei sheyale oleh hakoreh b'Torah, that in order that the person that reads should step on it. Oh, he adds someone else who steps on it. Who is the further person? Oh, mish asher omer la'om divrei kvushin. Or the chocham, which gives them talchocha, which gives them musa. And why do these people go and step on this bima? Kidei sheyishmu kulam. Everybody should be able to hear. But by the way, where is the person that gives the drosha standing in Rambam's shul? The bima, he doesn't stand in front of the Ohr HaKodesh, and I'll tell you why. The Kadmonim, they're very makbid not to stand the way I stand now, unfortunately. What? About the bima. I'm also having my back to the Ohr HaKodesh, and that is a problem. I mean, now there's a very makel about this, but in the Middle Ages, the time that we showed him, this was not a done thing in any country, whether in Sforab, as we see here, the Spanish indication of the Rambam, and nor in Ashkenaz and Tzorchas, they did not stand it this way. It only came in the 15th or 16th century, and it developed in Poland, and eventually it also spread in other countries, and some of the Chachomim of the time were very upset about it. They said, we've never ever seen people standing like that, having their backs to Ohr HaKodesh. It's not their kavod. However, by being on a bima where there's a fence which is a mix and a chitza, and you're further away from the Ohr HaKodesh, at least Dalet Amet, usually, and even if it's not, if it's a Meshut Achet, it doesn't matter, it's no insult to the Ohr HaKodesh to stand the way we do nowadays, very much maker. Back to the point, the Rambam says clearly you need a bima in order that everyone should hear you. So this is the strict halachic idea. And it's brought down in the Tur and the Remo, not so clear. It doesn't say Shiyale Oleo. We quoted the Remo before, but the Remo says Osim Bima Be'etza Besakneses She'omed Olea Kore. It doesn't bring the word Shiyale Oleo. It doesn't make it so clear that the Aliyo is the point here. But he takes for granted that everyone understands. If it's a beam and he stands on it, Mele, it's an Aliyo. But there we have missed something. Because he doesn't say clearly you have to be every something where you have to go up, people take it a bit easy and are not makpid on this, I would say, semi-halocha. Although we find some achronim like the Shah Ephraim, who is a master in Hilchos Kirsa Torah, and he says, Abimo shekovin bo hatevo shekorin ele besefer Torah osin oso beemtza beisa knesses b'chdei sheyamod ole hakore batoro v'yish mekulam. He's trying to make more point of it. It has to be in order you should hear it properly. So now we brought away the 7 points why a bima has to be raised. But there are also things al pi kabbalah which we have very little understanding or no understanding of at all. The Zohar says, and I'm not going to quote the Zohar here, I'm going to quote the Magen Avraham that quotes the Zohar. He says, Osim bima, ve'ein osim yoser mivov madregas labima, but don't do more than 6 steps. And this is depending on spheres. You can't climb more than 6 spheres or something, olamos, whatever. You can't go too far high. You have to lower your limit. How far you can go. Now the question is, you mustn't go make more than 6, but is 6 in itself a hiddur or anything but not 6? As long as it's not 7, as long as it's not 7, it may be 6, maybe 5, maybe 3, maybe 2, whatever. That's a long discussion in the poskim. There are some opinions to say anything, just make it a bit raised, don't exceed the 6. Some say no, 6 is a hiddur. 6 is the ideal level of Fabima. But that, of course, is already a Kabbalistic aspect which has nothing to do with us. The Maaseh, if you look around, we find that in the olden times they had very, very high bimas. If you look at Tzfat, for instance, we still have a very high bima. They're not particularly makbid. Arishua, I'm not even sure that they don't have more than 6 steps there. It's very high. So they're not so makbid. And therefore we find that is called the Migdol. In all the Rishonim, they call the Bima. Sometimes they use this Arabic expression, Al-Mibra, which we call it Al-Mema. Some people know the old Yiddish, it's Al-Mema or Al-Mibra. But in the Loshon HaKodesh expression, as the Poskim, you always find this expression of Migdol. Like an example, Machzavitri, an ancient Rishon. Omer Kadesh ala Migdol, Achakir Sefer Torah. What's a Migdol? It's a tower. Tower is a. Is the highest building in town. So that's the color that it gave. Very high, like mamish, like Har Sinai. And also find an expression of the Rav Yo. He says, "Va'afal pi she'ein asor al amigdol, omer kadish ve'onim acharov, kiven shuraim zeh zeh." He comes up with such a thing. Seeing he stands on a different reshus. It's raised. He has mechitis around it. It's a reshus acheres. So how does he relate to the rest of the people? It's like having a shliach tzibur in one room, and the rest of the tzibur in another room. Are there tzaras? Can you imagine a shliach tzibur being in another room, and the whole the rest of the tzibur in the second room, and this is tzirus? So this is the reshus acheres. Where's the tzirus? So the tzirus is not mitzad the reshus. Tzirus is such a Rowin Zezze. We also know this halacha, if a person stands outside the shul, is it tzaref, if Rowin Zezze. There's a tziruf. The re'ir is a mitzaref. But l'chaura, it's a reshuschet. However, it's again, he talks of the migdol. And so, go all the poskim around and speak about the migdol, the tower. There's one more thing which I want to mention, why it's raised. That's the Chasam Sofer's point. You all know, in his time, the reforms movement tried to change the structure of the shul, like this change many other aspects of our Jewish life and of the Torah. So one of the things was they didn't want to be in the center of the shul, they want to have it in front of the shul next to the HaKodesh. It's because it resembles the church, which was their sample and model of worship, unfortunately. And Hanusovo's biggest fight against the reform, he said, never do such a thing, never move the beam away from where it is. And then one of the reasons he gives is because the beam is me'ein hakrovas, the hakrovas Torah is me'ein hakrovas hakrovanot, which means it's like the Mizbeach. So the Mizbeach was in the center, and the hakrovas ha'arova was always around the Mizbeach itself. Therefore, seeing Kriyas HaTorah is like Mizbeach, and we have also the absolute support for it by the expression of Neshalom Baporis Faseinu. If we read the Korbanos, we are sacrificing them, in a sense, because we, by teaching those halachas of the Korbanos, we are bringing the Korbanos. So we use the Mizbeach, we use the Bima also as the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was raised because we all know they had a kevesh to go up to the Mizbeach. So it's again a point to show us that the Bima has to be high. Now I'm standing here in the shul, sinning all the time. First of all, I insult the shul that seemingly doesn't do the right thing, has the Bima not raised. And I myself, unfortunately, stand here like the way I shouldn't stand, the way I brought it down now. So we find in Italy, in the 18th century, a great poster called Rabbi Yaakov Pardo was bothered with that, and the some Italian shuls had the beamer on the plane together with the rest of the on the same floor as the rest of the tzibur, and he was troubled. So he says, don't be so worried about it. I was in Livorno for years ago, and I saw several small shuls that they take out the Sefer Torah and reading up Sefer Torah on every Sheni Hamishi, and they don't have a table in Drogin. It doesn't have a table with stairs. Elo shulchan echot gedola, big table like this one. Voleh menichem Sefer Torah beitzakriya on that one, on that table there. And he says, lo iraru, nobody ever rejected or had complained about this. Lo iralem rabone vigone ir. Nobody, I never had anybody complain about it. And he brings names. I went to the shul of the Gvir and before Ferreira de Leon, and I found the Ma'arach Azulay davening there, and they also did it. So he sees Gedolim had this. So if you come to a shul and you have it this way, it's kosher. It's perhaps not mehuda, but it's kosher. So obviously I can only wish the people of this shul that the shul would grow and grow, and the beam will grow with them together, and all be able to hear the Torah better and keep it better, and we also be able to be mekabel to have a shef that came from here. Amen.